This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Here it is, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
Nice.
Sorry, I'm running a little late.
Good save. No, you're actually not.
You're not
running
late.
Well, I was thrown off because the radio out there.
Dude, it was not your fault.
No.
We've got some technical issues over there. You can see Buckley scrambling.
Yeah, he's over there smashing buttons.
Yeah, well, we've got some issues.
Well, I was outside. I was talking to salesman extraordinaire and host Luke Anderson.
Is there anything he can't do?
No, the man is everywhere. And I got thrown off because we have a radio out there, but the damn delay.
Well, you might have heard some dead air.
Yeah.
Because when the update was supposed to fire off, it didn't.
Oh.
And then I tried to fire it off with a hotkey, and my mouse won't click right now. So we're going to find out right here on air. Isaac, are you able to hit a hotkey? Does that work for you?
Stand by, please.
Okay. Well, you can keep talking
about yourselves. On-air engineering here, guys. Yep.
Old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be. Waiting.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, we got it.
All right.
That was me.
So something's wrong in here. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, because I heard the start of the open, and then I was like, oh, I've got a minute and a half, something like that. And then you're right, it went dead, and I was like, oh, crap, they're on the air. So I came, you know, busting in, but turns out I wasn't late.
You're getting bonus primetime today.
Bonus? Although is this really bonus? Like we're just
We're
explaining why.
Well, now the bonus part's over because now I think it's after three.
Yeah,
and
now we're
on TV
in. Yeah, we're in.
So now it's the show. But
yeah, we're in the thick of it.
If you're just turning on your radio, like right now,
you've missed nothing.
You missed 2 minutes of bonus primetime today,
which essentially means you've missed nothing. But hey, welcome in. It's a beautiful Friday.
Yeah, let's go. You were crying about the weather yesterday.
I was.
Yeah, you're back. Thanks, Buck. That was Buck firing.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, you were bitching about the weather. You were a weather complainer yesterday.
I was.
So,
I don't remember that.
And I told you, 86 and sunny.
Yeah, it's beautiful out there.
Today.
I turned the sprinklers back on.
I can't
make up my mind.
Isn't this great?
It's back and forth.
God, so nice.
Yeah. Can't wait to go to Bi-Mart and get my hedge trimmer. A lot of stuff happening on the weekend.
Dude.
I plan on making my first pilgrimage
out
there.
But you need to go on Tuesday.
I know.
Lucky number Tuesday.
I know.
Well, come on, man.
But I kind of need it this week. I need to do the yard work. This is a big yard work weekend for me.
It sounds like you have two trips to Bi-Mart within the next 4 days.
Oh, believe me. I'm going to Lucky Number Tuesday. Make no mistake about that. I can't wait to hang out with the olds. I live amongst them, so now I'm going to shop
amongst
them.
You're going to be blown away.
I can't wait. Because I've seen the outside on Lucky Number Tuesday. So now it's just I'm going to go get Hawaiian food and Lucky Number Tuesday. I mean, come on.
You also might be able to catch a ride with the local senior home.
I see those a lot at the New Seasons.
The van.
Yeah, the van drops them off at New Seasons.
The little shuttles.
Yeah, and I love that the old people, boy, they love New Seasons. And I told you they do like concerts for them. They have like a little It's like, I don't know, it's like a little cafeteria where you can eat like the hot bar, but they set up like little bands back there sometimes, and sometimes the olds are back there reading, or they just kind of congregate. There was a square dance that happened there once. I didn't know the olds were into square dancing, but that was the thing. Remember when you were in, did you have to square dance in elementary school?
Yeah, we did. We did square dance.
I thought about that. I was like, why do the, I was like, maybe they were forced to. Cause I remember like in like the fifth or sixth grade, there was like a week long, like program in elementary school where we would square dance for some reason. Not sure why, but I remember square dancing.
You think they still do that with the kids out there?
It's a good question. They
teach
still,
them how to square dance.
They still do the recorders. I remember, at least with my kids, I remember having to get the little recorder and play like Hot Cross Buns. And
well, yeah, isn't that? I mean, that's kind of like the basic start of music.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Whereas square dance, I mean, what's the point?
Well, the question becomes: is there still PE, or have we?
I think there is.
Is there? Like I remember my kids in like junior high and high school, it was an elective. You could either like do music or drama or sing or do PE. And I'm trying to think.
It wasn't required?
No, not in middle school and high school. PE was not required.
Huh.
But in elementary school, That's weird. I think it was.
Was it required where you were?
I think you had to take it for like your first 2 years. I think you had to take something. And that could be general PE. That could be racket sports. It could be, you know, weight class, whatever. But you had to do something. I think maybe you didn't have to as a junior or senior, but definitely had to through middle school.
Well, who didn't want to take PE? PE was
it's
great.
It's a goof around period.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you this, Rob, but
you didn't want
a lot of kids hate PE.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
PE, like, you don't do anything.
It's not
like,
cool or fun among the youngs.
Scooter basketball?
Have you seen some of the kids out there?
Scooter hockey?
Remember Dodgeball? When we were talking about the whole spectrum there? There's a lot of kids that, when they had to take PE, again, I do believe the original treatment for autism was having dodgeballs thrown at you in PE class. There's a lot of those kids that don't want to do PE. They're not athletically inclined. They're picked on. I think for some people, PE was like nightmare fuel. There's a kid somewhere right now sitting like in a corner somewhere thinking about, you know, wanting to throw a dodgeball at Mr. Benedict's head. I think that's a very traumatic thing for people that aren't physically inclined.
Do they teach Xbox classes now? Is that a thing?
Maybe Guitar Hero?
Yeah, something like that. I just, you know, you scoot about. The parachute was always a big one. Loved a good parachute.
What was the point?
I don't know. It's just
Why do we have a giant? Do you remember the parachute?
Yeah, it's the dumbest thing ever.
It really. Like,
Let's raise it up in the air.
Whoa.
Down.
Why? Don't you dare rain on the parachute. I loved the parachute.
Why?
It's so dumb.
You do the igloo and then you throw
up,
the balls.
It goes
in the
down.
Middle.
It's a sheet.
Yeah. Hey, dude, the parachute was great. Loved a good parachute when I was a kid. Hey, you know, and then.
Oh, hey, that's an advertisement from our very own airwaves.
Yeah. And then there was for everyone, like the climbing the rope or the pegboard, everyone feared that. That was nightmare fuel. Trust me, as like a husky as a little kid that had to shop in the husky teen section, dude, climbing that damn ladder, that was, no one wanted that.
You're talking about the pegboard, you said?
Yeah, there was the rope climb or the pegboard.
I was good at both of those because I was small.
You were small, yeah. That was not where that was a lot of like me, you know, I'm
And
not,
even before
not
class
so
started,
well
the locker room is a nightmare fuel for a lot of kids, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, it's terrifying.
You
had to get naked for the first time.
Yeah. And then the PE teachers in the other room staring at you through glass.
So there's so many kids now that are like, I just want to stay in the clothes that I'm in.
Yes.
I'm not doing anything.
Yes. Yeah. I think that, to your answer, who doesn't want to do PE? I think the answer is a lot of people don't want to do PE.
What percentage do we think that is now?
65%, 75%?
Wow, that high?
Yikes.
I mean, I'm only going off of, and maybe this is just bad stereotype, but when I look around at the youth of America, I don't really see a lot of spry in the middle of the day, I know what I want to do, get together and play sport. That doesn't really seem like a thing amongst the general population, but I could be wrong.
A PE teacher is in on our YouTube chat, says that PE is high school required. However, the various PE classes that you can take vary. So you have to take something PE-wise to graduate.
You do? In Oregon high schools?
I believe so. We'll see if he clarifies here. This is Nathan.
Hi, Nathan.
Shout out, Nathan. Go PE teachers. I remember all. Of my teachers, I don't remember many. But I do remember my PE teachers for the most part. Mrs. Krebs, Sweet Track Suits. We had Mr. Benedict, who was master of the shortest OP corduroy shorts that you've ever seen, with his initials monogrammed on them. Power move, by the way, DB. Mr. Sparks of Creepy Mustache fame. And yeah, I remember my PE teachers. Like, that was like the, I don't know why. Like, I don't remember my English teacher. I don't remember the woodshop guy, but I remember
almost all my PE teachers too, for some reason.
Well, yeah. Cause it was fun.
I like, yeah.
Saddle riders.
Yeah.
I told you about the saddle riders.
I think you have told about the yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about the saddle riders.
Well, they were a husband and wife PE teaching. Yeah.
Was their last name saddle rider?
Pair. Yeah. Yeah, they were the saddle riders.
Wow. I thought that was a nickname.
His name was Jim, and I don't remember her name, but yeah, they both taught PE.
Tag team.
The saddle riders.
Tag team style, which by the way is like the coolest name for a couple you could have. What are you doing? I'm going to hang out with the saddle riders. Just sounds cool. Sounds exotic. Instead of Dirk Benedict. Maybe it was Dave Benedict. I just remember DB. That man loved monogram clothing. And like all the PE teachers, there was always something a little, it's like a little off, you know, just a scooch.
Not with the saddle riders.
No, the saddle riders were right down the middle.
Well, I mean, they were amazing. They, I mean, imagine what they talked about at home around.
Yeah, hot PE talk.
The dinner. Yeah, like they bonded over teaching kids scooter basketball.
Now the question becomes,
what a life.
Or Pete, is that hard? Is it rewarding?
Why would that be hard?
I don't know.
It's the easiest of all the.
Is that why people go into it, or do you have a love of physical education?
I mean, you'd have to ask a PE teacher, but
yeah, can we ask? I don't have my computer open in front of me. Can someone text in Nathan and ask? Is that like a failed dream? You don't have anything else? You're like, I might as well teach PE, or did you like? Did you have a mission of like wanting to teach kids scooter basketball and then go outside and play softball when the weather got good, which was also an amazing time that when you got to leave and go to the softball fields, oh, forget about it.
So Tyler tells us that the state of Oregon requires 1 year equivalent of PE. So I'm guessing you have to take it, if you're on a quarter system, you have to take it three times and then you're done?
So you have one, yeah, again, one year.
1 year. Basically, take it freshman year and you're done.
Sure. And I'm sure there's plenty of those. Like, I think weightlifting is one that people take because you can just stand around and not lift weights.
Yeah. Oh, now they have, and you can do, I think they have yoga ones too, which is very popular.
There you go. So that, like, we had a weightlifting class and no one actually lifted weights. You just sat on a bench and, like, I don't know, did jack squat.
Basketball coach made us take basketball conditioning and it was before school and it was awful.
Yeah, that's BS.
School.
Yeah.
How much would I have to pay either of you to go back to school?
The way it is now?
For anything.
It's not happening, man.
I mean,
like,
surely,
as ourselves? Like, I have to show up at high school tomorrow and be part of it?
Yes. No. Or like a community college curriculum, like, I don't know, a couple years?
How about new?
I like learning, but I don't want to go back to a high school environment.
Well, would you ever take a class?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. For something I'm interested in. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that, like at a community college, but like the idea of going back to high school, thanks, but no thanks. Mm-hmm. Like, my kids always give me crap because they're like, you could have never, like, there's actually rules. Like you could never get away with that. Like, you can only miss like so many classes. There's like, I mean.
They're saying that you could never get away with your shenanigans today?
Yes. Yeah. Like, I think high school when we went.
It was pretty loosey-goosey.
No one cared.
Well, for seniors.
For anything.
I mean, when you become a senior in high school, at least where I'm from,
sure.
It's like, where's Rob today?
You're fine.
We'll see him later in the week.
Sure.
Nathan's back in. He says he wanted to be a math teacher, but wasn't smart enough for middle school math, so PE was his backup. However, best decision ever, little to no stress, and I get to get the kids moving and active.
Yeah. Yeah, the kids are probably way better when you get them. Just get them running around, and
can you get kids running around? You know? I don't know, man.
Nathan does elementary, so it's easy because they love running around.
I'm just trying to think of like how you get like a bunch of uninterested eighth graders to do anything, let alone run around in a circle. Like, good luck with that.
Someone on the text line says now they just let the kids walk around the track on their phones. That's like what the
see. That's
because,
what
like,
I.
You have to go do a lap, and
wait,
if like that's
you
how
get
they get
paid
them to do
for
it.
That as a PE teacher.
I
that's
think
fantastic.
That's what happens.
I want to be a PE teacher.
Yeah.
Anytime, hey, guys, go walk.
Anytime when the weather gets nice, like sometimes I'll, whether I walk my dog by the school or I'll ride my bike and I'll go by a school. And it does appear to be a bunch of disinterested kids on their phone standing in a field. Like, and I'm like, oh, it's a PE class.
Question. Haven't we talked about how, and maybe it's just not in effect yet, Aren't there some high schools now that are saying that you can't have your cell phones? The kids have to put away their cell phones?
I think that's part. I think they're trying to do that. I there was an article not too long ago, but
it's a new thing.
Good luck.
But
with
it's
that.
Not in effect yet.
I don't know. Have fun with that.
But if they can't use their phones, do they get them then for PE?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because they're going outside.
There's or a maybe lot the of the teachers like, it's not worth the battle. I'm just going to let them break the rules.
I've seen clips of kids, and this is a little dangerous because it's like, you know, you got a country full of kids, and you know, you see a handful of videos, but where a teacher takes away a kid's phone and they lose their ass. Like the teachers are getting punched because to a child, taking away their phone is like you're assaulting them. Mm. They view it as it is like the most. Like the horrendous thing you could ever do. I don't know how you teach nowadays. I really don't. With the phones and the distractions and the kids not giving two S's, dude, I don't know how you do it. God bless you teachers out there. I would put my head through a wall.
OPB story from May.
Mm-hmm.
A bill to ban cell phones in Oregon schools is dead.
Oh, yeah. Parents saying no, that the kid needs to, you know.
I think some districts still do it, but this would have required all of the state's school districts to bar students from using phones bell to bell, which would mean that PE, they could, you know, walk it on the track.
And you hear from, like, parents, like, well, I need to get a hold of my kid. No, you don't.
Yeah.
See, this
why
is
would the, you want to?
Exactly. We get into this whole thing now where people are like, oh, there's no way I could live without my cell phone. We lived without cell phones for a long time and everyone was fine.
You would like life without cell phones.
Dude, this is a controversial opinion. And it makes me sound like 1,000 years old, but dude, I miss the days of pre-cell phone. And I get it. There's a lot of great stuff you do on there, from shopping to your online banking and all that. But it was a simpler time. And I'm telling you, it was less stressful. Kids had less anxiety. It was lovely that you just left the house, and any of those problems that would arise, dude, those were problems for future you. You get home, there's your messages, and it was
you just
simpler.
Had to be back by supper.
Yeah, I missed that. And maybe I'm romanticizing it, so I'm
it was better.
Well, you had to make your own fun.
Yes.
Get creative.
Yeah. By the way, Ortner just popped in here.
Yeah,
he's a substitute teacher, so he's done all the levels. He said elementary is awesome because there are no phones, and the kids treat you like a god because it's like you're the fun teacher.
Yeah.
That it's getting them out and doing stuff.
Yeah.
And he said that middle school and high school is like hell.
Yeah. Again,
it's just the worst time of life.
Yes.
Is it not?
And you're trying to get you're trying to get those kids who are awkward and sweaty and stinky anyways, and none of them are going to shower, and you probably just reek of like Axe body spray and God knows what. And you're trying to get those kids to participate in it. I just, the idea of an eighth grader that doesn't play sports and you're telling him that he's going to play basketball for a week. Good luck with that.
And Ortner also said on the phone thing that there's the occasional parent that says, well, if my kid doesn't have their phone, it's a safety issue. And so if you take their phones, they bitch about
it. Exactly. Kiss my ass. It's not a safety issue.
Hmm. All right.
Kids are just entitled.
Ladies and gentlemen, opening segue. Okay. With bonus 2 minutes of us scrambling to
figure out what's going on,
to live engineer.
Yeah.
But we got it. We're on.
We figured it out.
We're hot. We're on.
Yeah.
You want some headlines?
Love some headlines. Lil Finn? You all right?
Well.
You don't like what the headline is?
I don't.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Let's just dive into
down
it.
Down on the bayou?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We've got rape.
Yeah, let's pull up some socks.
What?
You got to pull yourself up. Like bootstrap socks. You got to hike up the socks. It's uncomfortable. It's an uncomfortable topic.
I've never heard that turn of phrase.
All right. We'll go with it.
You never heard the pull up your socks?
I've heard like.
Pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
That's what I've heard.
Is what you're talking about?
It's the same.
Yeah. Okay.
Same idea.
It's the same idea.
Headlines next on The Fan. Welcome back to our show.
After a quick Google,
hello.
The Portland Public Schools have implemented, starting next year, 2025-26, no cell phones.
Yeah.
They must be turned off and put away. And then a lot of teachers listen to the program, and they are saying, like, in some, this first out Milwaukee, they're saying Milwaukee does it right now. So phones apparently going away, and in some places already away.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Well, I just don't know how you're supposed to teach with kids on their phones.
Yeah.
That's.
And what do they have to do? They just put them in their locker or something?
Yeah, it said according to internet.
Just can't have them.
They have to be turned off and they have to be put away, which
I like it.
You imagine the first 6 weeks of school, how many absolute just, that will be a disaster. A
lot of shaky legs.
A lot of shaky legs, yeah. Well, and there's going to be kids that are going to not turn them off, and there's going to be kids that are going to try to hide it, and yeah. How do you enforce it? And if I was a teacher, I would dread coming back to school knowing that this is the new policy and you're going to have to try to implement it. I'm waiting for the kid to be like, yeah, see what happens. Take my phone. See what happens.
Yeah. Kids don't have, they don't give many Fs.
No.
These days.
The kids don't fear.
Yeah, they don't have that fear of authority like they used to. No. Like we did.
Absolutely.
What was that tipping point that kids just started saying, actually, the adult authoritarian just doesn't,
I don't know, man.
Like, apply to me anymore.
It's a good question.
It used to be that, like, you just inherently kind of went along with whatever your teacher, your coach, yeah. Your neighbor who just happens to be an adult, like, would say, and now kids are like, no.
Oh, yeah, dude.
When did that fully flip?
Dude, it's crazy. I think I don't want to go down those roads. There's been a cultural shift, and you see it, like, out at stores and stuff, where I've seen kids call their parents, like, the B word, just flat out say, no, I'm not doing it. I mean, it's just... And I think kids just figured out that they can call your bluff, and it is, what are you going to do? Because if you do something, you're on video, and that's, you know, if that's not your kid, and even if it is, and a kid really does say, I'm not going to do it, I don't think you're allowed to force them to do anything. I think you will get in trouble.
P1 Scott says that Lake Oswego has a no-phone policy, and talking with the teachers, they say it's amazing. At lunchtime, the kids actually speak to each other.
No way.
That's awesome.
About that.
And this is the other one, is parents don't respect teachers.
That's true.
It used to be if mom came to school, it was your ass. And now a lot of times the parents side with the kid. You're not going to do that to my child.
So we've got an NBA player being accused of...
Yeah, it's a bad word. You don't want
to
say it.
I hate to say this word.
I know, it's uncomfortable.
Rape.
And that's not it. Because now it sounds like you're putting some whimsy behind it. It sounds like
you're giving yourself an Italian last name.
Yeah, Rape. No, that's, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
No, that's not.
Or French, right. Maybe.
Strike that from the record.
Yep. Nope.
Isachi. Look, we have rape.
We have the accusation.
Yeah, that's rape.
Forget.
Accused.
Physical, emotional, and financial abuse over many years.
And we are talking about Pelicans forward Zion Williamson.
Yes.
The woman is identified as Jane Doe. She accuses him of continued pattern of abusive, controlling, and threatening behavior over the course of a relationship that started during Williamson's freshman year at Duke and lasted from 2018 to 2023. It's a 12-page civil complaint that says Williamson's alleged actions occurred in multiple states, including Louisiana and California. Two alleged incidents of rape in 2020, the first in Beverly Hills. She told him she was tired and wanted to go to sleep, but he told her that she could not without having sex with him.
Apparently that was a rule that she wasn't, according to her.
Then he pinned her down.
Yeah. She says that she wasn't allowed to go to sleep unless she had sex with him first. That was like a house rule.
And then he threw her phone across the room.
Yeah.
He also choked her.
Yes.
So not good.
To the point of her passing out or losing consciousness multiple times, according to the suit.
And the second was in October of 2020, where she says she was violently raped after expressing plans to visit a friend in San Diego. In both instances, the woman accused Williamson of taking her phone for a period of time. So, yeah, not good.
No.
Things just keep getting worse for Zion, who, you know, a lot of Blazer fans are like, would you?
Yeah.
I don't think you can touch that guy.
Well, one, he never plays. Two, this is hanging over his head. Three, he's very immature. He has the weight problems. And by the way, this isn't the first time that he's had, I don't even like saying this, like relationship problems, but this was a relationship.
Oh, he's messy.
Yeah, he's very messy. Remember he had the one girl that was melting down because he had
Mariah Mills. It was almost like extortion or something.
He had like two girls pregnant at the same time, or he had a girl pregnant and then... And she was like a porn star or an only, you know, she did porn and he was with her and that thing melted down and she was trying to, he has a very, very messy private life. And I want to be fair to him in this too. This is a civil complaint. It's not, It's not criminal. She's not attempting to file criminal complaints. I didn't read in there where she called the police. She was there for many, many years. Zion and his attorney say that this was a consensual, casual relationship, which if you've read through any of the Twitter stuff that's out there, and it seems to be pretty accurate, he certainly has had plenty of casual, consensual relationships. She's suing for between $8 and $50 million. So some people are going to go down the road of you with this guy for years, and now you just want money from him. Who knows what the truth is? You'll let the courts figure that out. So whether he did or didn't, you said it best. It's messy. Everything about him is messy, from his attitude on and off the court, his ability to be on the court, his weight, and his personal life. I'm with you, dude. I want nothing to do with him.
Can't touch him.
No,
touch him.
No, this is just one of those where you just say, dude, thanks, sorry, but no thanks. And yeah, he's young.
How old is he?
I think he's like 24 or 25. Like it feels like he's been around a lot longer.
24.
Dude, he's 24 years
old.
About
to turn 25 in July. He was born in 2000.
Right? And so
weird.
Like, Zion, he feels like a baby. Because we, you know, when you hear that at 25, but he's been around for so long, and when he's on the floor, he's one of the most efficient players of all time. But he's never done anything in New Orleans. He has meant zero wins to that place. He makes a ton of money. I used to be back when they had Damian Lillard here. That was one guy that I always like, dude, you know, maybe go take a swing at that guy.
$37 million a year.
Because it felt like a star that was attainable, and they were tired of his crap, and maybe you could get him here and convince him to get his act together. But at this point, just year after year, you know, thanks, but no thanks. Regardless of what happens with this, because he won't do any jail time over this if he gets convicted. It'll be a civil thing. By the way, someone got convicted of this exact civil complaint, and he ended up being elected president. So, you know, this won't have any bearing on his ability to play in the NBA, but do you want this? Because there's always something. There's just is always something. And that's my thing with any athlete, with anybody.
It's called sports.
It's not that hard to stay out of, it's not that hard to stay out of the headlines. It really isn't. So whether it's Stephon Diggs or whether it's Zion or Johnny Manziel, I mean, this goes back, to Ryan Leaf. I mean, you can go all the way back to any player, anyone that is consistently in the press. I unless you are just so talented and you're such a unique player, if you're not that one in a million guy, dude, thanks for coming. I'll take someone that's 20% less skilled, but comes with none of this baggage.
All right, we have NFL trade coming up next, but first, Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Hi. Hey, Joey Harrington returns to our program today. He'll be on at 5:30.
What?
Vacation.
For story time. A couple more headlines, and then we'll get to the 5-11 model of the college football playoff.
Seems to be gaining some traction.
So they say it is.
But I don't know.
I've got a theory about playoffs. What's going on.
Yeah, wake me when we actually settle on something, right? Right.
Exactly. The Niners slowly renovating their defensive line.
Yes.
Made a trade today.
Well, remember, when they were really cooking, that Niner D-line was the best in the business.
But it's gotten old.
It is. I mean, there just isn't a lot of elite talent there anymore. It's all kind of gone away. And, I mean, you still have Bosa, but...
And they've tried some different guys that didn't work out, like Hargraves and stuff like that. But...
Well,
and
that was a terrible signing. I mean,
But they have taken swings on free agents that have not panned out.
Exactly.
Well, the Niners have traded for Eagles edge rusher Bryce Huff.
Yeah, who was their big addition last year and signed a big deal, and he was a complete non-factor. That's how good Philadelphia was, is this was their big offseason signee, and it didn't work, and it didn't matter because their D-line was that good. So, you know, this is one of those cases where, you know, He was a hot commodity. He did nothing for Philadelphia. Basically, was a non-player. And so, if you're the Niners, you're buying low and hoping that what got him that big contract, you can see more of that in the 49er defense.
So the Eagles are paying $9 million of the $16.75 million in fully guaranteed money that he'll get this year.
Yeah. So you put
the Niners really only have to pay $8 million.
Yeah. So that's why I said you're buying low.
Nice.
And for Philadelphia,
that's a good move.
You're just exactly. Because if it doesn't work, you know, whatever.
And now that they have Robert Saleh back at defensive coordinator, they think he's pulling the strings on a lot of this stuff and sees something that he likes.
Well, so. Saleh worked with him with the Jets.
Yes.
Right?
Yep, that's correct.
So,
and again, there was a reason why they signed him to a big deal. They thought he was going to be something. And, you know, sometimes it is just a change of scenery. And when you look through the Niners, like, there's just, you know, outside of Bosa, right? You got Alfred Collins, Jordan Elliott. They did sign Mikael Williams, who's the rookie out of Georgia. So we'll see what happens there. I mean,
they got rid of Leonard Floyd.
Yeah.
They got rid of Collins.
Yeah. This should be one of those things that you
and
plug.
Hargrave.
Yeah. You'll plug him in and he'll get some reps and, you know. I think the Niners are going to be better than people think they are. I think when you look at the 49ers, and maybe I'm giving too much credit to the organization, I'm giving too much credit to Kyle Shanahan, but when they're healthy, the Niners are good. Plain and simple. You can go back and look at any year. When they are healthy, that is a playoff team. That is a very dangerous team. When they have been bad, they've been ravaged by injuries. I don't care who you are. You can't lose. And I think last year, I think they lost more snaps than any team in the NFL, and it was meaningful snaps. And so a lot of the players that ended up leaving in the offseason are names, but they either were old, hurt, didn't contribute last year, or
they were being phased out. Like, it's the Deebo Samuel thing. We do this all the time in the NFL, where when Stephon Diggs leaves the Bills, what do we do? Oh, what? How do you replace Stephon Diggs? Well, the reality is, he was a name, but he wasn't a huge impact player. Deebo Samuel at one point was a huge deal for the 49ers. And you saw that last year, without Ayuk and without McCaffrey, Deebo was a non-factor, and he was like an expensive non-factor. So you're getting rid of older, expensive talent.
And not just a non-factor, like a detriment. He was dropping balls all over the place.
And so you've moved on. So even though people are going to look at the Niners and be like, well, you've lost so much, the Niners, you're going to have to take your pill, because when you're an elite team and you have to turn the page, you do have to eat some money. And so you got to take some medicine for a year or so. But last year was part of already taking that medicine. And now you got a new crop of guys going to come in, and you're going to get younger. You're going to get more athletic, and you're going to have to rely on your growth and development. And I think Robert Saleh coming back, and hopefully a healthy McCaffrey. And maybe that's all this hinges on, because when McCaffrey's healthy, he's the engine that drives that. And if he's healthy, the Niners are going to be okay. If he continues to be ravaged by injuries and he doesn't play, well, then, you know, you take Saquon Barkley away from Philadelphia, and that's not the same offense.
A couple of other notes. We've got our college baseball games firing up tonight for the road to the College World Series.
We had a nice one in the softball. I mean, it was a loss, but that was a good game. UCLA game was a great game.
Yeah, the Ducks lost.
Ended up in a walk-off the wrong way. Well, I guess the right way if you're a Bruin fan. But
the Beavers play St. Mary's tonight in Corvallis, and the Ducks play Utah Valley.
Yes, which kind of blows me away, because that
in
was
in Eugene.
Utah Valley was the junior college in the same town as Provo. Well, one town.
Wasn't it Utah Valley State?
It was Utah Valley State.
Why do they do this?
I don't know. Now it's just, it's a real school now. That was like, that was where you go when you got kicked out of BYU, and that's where the, you wanted to date the girls from Utah Valley, not BYU.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were a little sluttier over there.
Look, I don't like that term. They were lovely, lovely ladies, and were nice. Just saying.
Don't get me wrong. I like the tatted up whore too.
There was one of those, like, hey, I got a girl you should meet. You should go to BYU. You should go to, you know, UVA or Utah Valley. And like, oh, Utah Valley. You're like, all right, that's better. It was in Orm, the sister city to Provo. And now it's like a real school, which throws me for a loop.
So this is all very vague, but it says Utah Valley dropped state from its name as part of a larger rebranding effort aimed at better reflecting its identity and purpose. The university decided to remove state to align with its evolving role as a comprehensive institution focused on access, community engagement, and innovation.
And how does dropping state do that?
That's what I don't get.
Well, are they still college? Because when it was
university.
Because when I was there, I never went there, but when I was in Provo, it was UVSC. It was Utah Valley State College.
It's UVU now. Mm. Utah Valley University, bro. I see it right here. Website.
Don't even recognize you.
I'm going to take a campus tour.
But
what town, you said?
It's Orem, Utah.
Orem.
That's where mostly I lived. Me and Provo, it was best if I lived outside of the Provo city limits.
Well, it looks real nice out there.
Orem was a little bit more of my speed.
There's even a black guy.
Oh, well, go Orem. Shout out to Sydney. She was great.
Black, please. Thank you. So the college baseball teams get underway tonight.
Yeah.
And then if the Beavs get to the Super Reg, they'll host it.
And I think the Beavs are an hour before the Duckies, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, 5.
Yeah.
And then the Ducks are at 6. And then if the Ducks make the Super Reg, depending on how North Carolina does, they may have to go out to Chapel Hill.
Yeah, the Ducks need an upset, and the Beavs, if they win, because they're a top 8 seed, they get it no matter what.
But this is exciting.
Absolutely.
I love the college baseball tournament.
Well, and the softball tournament as well. And so if you don't
know, that's the World Series.
Oh yeah, that is the World Series. Yeah.
This is
the regionals to get there. Yeah. The Ducks softball team is in the World Series right now. And the regionals are what, 4 teams, double elimination, right? So you lose twice and then you just round robin until there's one team left standing.
So the Ducks they've never won the softball title, correct?
I don't believe so, no.
No.
Is this the furthest they've ever been?
I think it's possible this is their first trip. I will double check.
Now, check me if I'm wrong here too. Has Oregon baseball ever made the World Series?
Never. They've come close. Yes. They've come one win away twice, I believe. But no, they've never been to Omaha. So,
and last time I checked.
They do the uniform thing if they get there?
Ooh, maybe. I think I'm not mistaken.
Wear cool helmets.
I may be mistaken, but I think Oregon State has been to a College World Series.
I think so too.
I think.
Hey, this says
I'd have to check.
Oregon has been to the College World Series 1954.
Not since the restart of the program.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they had a break there.
Yeah, because they went away in like the Title IX era. I think they went away in the late 70s, early 80s.
And I don't know if there's any truth to it, but Beaver fan loves to do the, they only brought baseball back because of Oregon.
We started winning them.
Yeah, because of Oregon State.
Well, isn't that kind of true?
I don't know.
I think they wanted to have baseball all along.
I do not know the inception of the re-energizing of the Oregon baseball program. But I do know when they did it, they went out and got that big name from, was it Cal State?
Pepperdine. It was George.
It was Pepperdine, yeah.
George.
Yeah.
Or was it Pepperdine or was it Fullerton?
I thought it was Fullerton. I thought it was Cal State Fullerton, but I could be wrong. But he was like a big name. He had won a College World Series or two, and so
he was a huge hire for a program that was starting from scratch.
Yes. He was from Fullerton.
Yeah, Cal State Fullerton. And that's kind of a fun part about college baseball is like a Pepperdine or a Cal State Fullerton can win. Hockey's like that too. It's not like always big powerhouse schools.
Yeah, this won't shock you at all, but I was listening to a podcast about college baseball betting, and they were saying that some of the teams this year that you wouldn't necessarily expect like have real shots, like Southern Miss is really good and UC Irvine is really good. They've been top 10 teams this year.
I think that's kind of a cool thing. Yeah. Well, I mean, look no further. I'm not throwing any shade. Oregon State has won 3 national championships.
Since 2008?
Yeah, it's freaking insane that in Corvallis and with, you know, it's limited resources in Corvallis.
It's insane.
Not necessarily a baseball hotbed. And Pat Casey built, I mean, you could make the argument, it's the most successful of the main core sports of any university in the Northwest. Now, if you wanted to go Oregon track, but I'm saying of the core four that we view, there has never been a program in the Pacific Northwest at any spot that has achieved anywhere near what Oregon State baseball has. And that still blows me away. And even though Casey's gone, that program continues to thrive. It's incredible.
7 College World Series.
7 College World Series, 3 national championships all since, when was the first national championship? Yeah, I want to say it was like maybe, like as Buck said, 07, 08, something like that.
2006.
2006.
Because they went back to back. Yeah. 6 and 7. And then
so obviously before that, you know, they were on the rise. So in the last 25 years, they have built that into an absolute giant. And that is unbelievable to me.
By the way, Oregon softball has been to the College World Series plenty of times. 8 to be exact.
But they've never won.
They've never won.
Never won it. And baseball hasn't been since 1958.
So who does softball play now?
They play Ole Miss tonight. Hot toddy. Hottie toddy? Is that what they say?
What?
Hottie toddy? That's like the Ole Miss like cheering cry. It's like a war eagle thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Go Owls.
Oh, yeah. Hottie toddy. I can't say I knew that.
That's like their greeting and their cheer.
Hot toddy is a rallying cry and tradition at the University of Mississippi, commonly used as a greeting or cheer amongst students. Its origins are debated, with some theories linking it to a cheer used during World War II. Well, of course, I always thought hot toddy is a warm alcoholic beverage,
and
right?
It is.
Virginia Tech, Regimental Band. Ooh, some people think there was a band called the Heidi Tidies. Which is a little uncomfortable. So I guess we don't really know. It's just, it's been around for a while.
It's what they say.
Yeah.
Well, we love sports. 5'11". That's the new model. Is it really gaining traction? We'll find out next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Well, the reports are that the 5'11 model for the college football playoff expansion format is picking up steam.
Which would just be 16 teams, 5 conference champs, the Power Four, and then one from the group of, what is it a group of 5 or group of 6 now? I think it's going to be a group of 6 with the Mountain West and the Pac-12. But anyway, the non-powers, you get one, your best team, the highest-ranked team, and then 11 at-large berths with no affiliation, just top 11.
Whoever they are. Yeah.
Because originally it felt like the 4-4 model, 4-4-2-2, where the SEC and the Big Ten guaranteed 4 teams, and then the Big 12 and the ACC guaranteed 2, one from the group of whatever, and then the 3 at-large. But that seems to, at least right now, not be the...
No, see, I think this
You think
is,
they're going back to that?
I think this is all bullshit. I think what's happening is... So, if you notice where all the 5'11 chatter is coming from, one, the coaches like it.
Yes.
Because they don't really even... They want it to be based upon merit.
Yes.
And I understand that, but the coaches really don't have much say. I mean, they may think they do, but they really don't.
Yes.
The other place it's coming from is from the ACC and the Big 12. Mm-hmm. So I think that this is just my philosophy or opinion here, that I believe that Brett Yormark, the Big 12 commissioner, has a good relationship with the media and probably a better relationship than old angry Greg Sankey. And we heard Sankey get really upset the other day, and now Yormark is coming out. And I think he's floating the idea that 5'11 is picking up because that's his model. That's the one that he wants. Yeah. So he is using this as his platform, or he's using the media to get this narrative out there. And they are pushing it. I mean, I've seen multiple stories where they're like, oh, it's picking up steam. He's the only one saying it's picking up steam. If you've noticed, Greg Sankey and Tony Petitti, who's from the Big Ten, have not said that. And we all know that those are the two guys that are running this. And Yormark even said that. He said, even though the Big Ten and the SEC are leading these discussions, those conferences have a great responsibility that goes with it. So I believe, again, just my opinion, I believe Yormark is just trying to get what he wants, and he's trying now to do it through the media because he isn't getting what he wants in those meetings.
It's possible. I mean, that's a valid point. I mean, the only one we've heard from the SEC is, and again, this is all rumors. I haven't heard any coaches, but they say the coaches. And what does that even mean? Do three coaches like it? Do eight coaches like
Kirby, it? Well, Kirby liked it. Lane Kiffin liked it. 5'11", I mean.
Yeah, the 5'11".
Yeah, so I don't know. Other than that, I mean, that's just what I
yeah. read. So, and I guess the idea, too, with the 5'11", is then they wouldn't go to a 9-game conference schedule. So do they like the 5'11" because of the 5'11", or do they like the 5'11" because then they can keep an 8-game schedule and schedule another patsy? Yeah.
That's the other thing that the conference doesn't like.
Yes.
The conference wants a 9-game schedule because it's more revenue.
And the coaches don't, because that means another right. game that you can lose.
So, again, I just think the coaches, I mean, we can keep printing what the coaches think. It doesn't really matter.
No, coaches don't vote.
They don't. It's the presidents.
The presidents, and so the AD gets together with the president, who gets together with the chancellors, and more importantly, they get together with the board of trustees, and they talk about numbers.
So I would be stunned if it's not the automatic qualifier model.
Yeah.
But I appreciate Yormark. I think Yormark's really smart.
Sure.
He's really held the Big 12 together.
He has. He has been amazing.
Yeah. He's done a great job with that. And I think the ACC commissioner, I don't even know who the ACC commissioner is.
I'd have to look that up. I don't know that off the top of my head. But if you look,
he's in a worse spot.
Yeah. If you look at a couple years ago, the idea that the Big 12 is here and the Pac-12 isn't is maybe the biggest upset in sports history since the Miracle on Ice.
Pretty amazing.
And it's funny you mentioned like the mouthpiece that he's using, the media. This reminds me of when all the Pac-12 dingleberries were talking to members of the media, and one of them locally here, who was just being used as an absolute pipeline for Pac-12 propaganda. Oh no, it's the media deal is going to happen any minute. And no, there's all these reports of schools looking elsewhere. Dude, they sang a song and dance to certain members of the media here from, and by the way, they all came from where? Oregon State and Washington State. Why? Because that was what they were trying to put out there. When we all know behind the scenes that it was all a load of hoops.
It is very similar, yes. I think, because we all know what this all boils down to. It boils down to money.
Yes.
And it boils down to the SEC and the Big Ten. That's it. So Yormark, you can throw these stories out there. It's cute that everybody's talking about 5'11". I'd be stunned if it's not an automatic qualifier model.
Well, I just don't know why. If you're the SEC and the Big Ten and you don't care about pissing off the other conferences, because why would you? Are they going to leave without you? Unless you're just literally out of the goodness of your heart, why would you ever give up the 4 automatic berths?
Exactly. You don't have to.
You heard from the SEC. They're like, well, if we just did it on this last year, we'd get 6 in. Because in the 16, there would have been 6 of you. But with 4 automatic guarantee slots, you're still most years going to get another team or two in. Do you really think, based on that 5-11 model, that you're going to get like 9 teams in? And even under the 4-team model, the at-large berths, if you had a dominant year where you have 9 or 10 great years, you're still going to get them in. I'm with you. Outside of the extra conference game, and maybe that is the ultimate, like, we don't want to deal with that, I just don't see why the Big Ten or the SEC wouldn't be in favor of the 4 automatic berths. Because what's more likely? You have a down year where everyone beats each other up, or some magical year where you have 8 teams and somehow under the other system, those teams wouldn't be granted the at-large berths. I can't see the argument behind it.
And that's why we'll get that eventually.
Jim Phillips, by the way.
Jimmy Phillips.
Jimmy used Phillips. To be the AD at Northwestern.
Good old JP.
I'm very confident.
Yeah. Well, that was for the good of the game.
That was George Kliavkov, who just continued to confident.
That was right before it all crumbled.
All before it crumbled.
Right here on this program.
Yeah. I remember that.
He was very confident.
I remember there was a report in the morning. They're like, oh no, the media's deal is going to be signed. And everyone's like, oh my God, they pulled it out of the fire. And there it is.
Good luck to me. now. Mountain West, quick Mountain West follow up. Well, actually, it's not the Mountain West. It's like the new Pac-12.
Yeah.
The update you didn't know you needed.
But we did.
It's a sports update. Well, it's not like a sports snort.
Yeah.
It's about a player of sports.
Not a player of a certain sport, just of all sports.
I don't know. I saw a thing about a guy who's doing a thing now, and I'm like, whoa.
Guys being dudes.
Is that a good tease?
Let's talk about guys being dudes.
That, boy, is next on The Fan.
Here now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.